I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now, the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
I'm Scott. That's Patty Steele. Rest of the crew's here. Brad's hanging around. Matias, the intern, is here. Our baby DJ assistant show producer in training, Dino, had a terrible accident yesterday on his dad's boat.
A run-in with a hamburger.
He choked on a hamburger they had taken to the emergency room.
Oh, my gosh.
Never heard of that. But I'm sure it happened. I don't think he made it up.
No, that would be too weird. You don't make something up that weird.
I'm not accusing him of any tomfoolery.
No.
But something happened.
Is he out of the hospital?
We don't know. We got what time do those mystery texts come in?
About 5:30 last night. Yeah, yesterday evening.
Well, one came and it said he choked on a cheeseburger.
No cheese. Just cheese.
Yeah. Pickles?
I think it sounds
lettuce?
Better.
No pickles?
Specify.
Ketchup?
Let me do this my way. I think it sounds better.
Okay.
But anyway.
Well, we're just trying to get it straight, yeah. Scott.
And then you got another one.
Yeah, that he said he's in the hospital. Yeah. All right. Surgery is possible.
Really?
Surgery?
Yeah.
Well, there must have been something within the burger that stuck in his throat.
Yeah, that's bristle from one of those.
Yeah, the metal that cleans the grill.
Oh my God. Clean, yep.
Yeah, so it's like a porcupine got down your throat.
Yeah.
And Shannon's trying to write comedy about
this?
Yes. I didn't say it was funny.
This is horrible.
I just want to get it straight or semi-straight.
You actually even doubted it took place.
Well, sounds a little fishy.
Cheesy? Really?
Yeah. Radio.com.
We're happy to have our junior producer back today, Dino.
Completely mended?
I'm not sure.
You're good now.
You're all good?
We were very, very concerned because we had cryptic messages, cryptic texts from
you. Sure.
It started out you were on a boat.
I was on my boat in the Connecticut River.
On your boat?
Yes.
You have your own boat.
Well, my dad's got a boat, so I guess his boat.
Yeah,
sure.
That's what I'm thinking. Well, see, if it's your dad's boat.
All right.
It's not your boat yet.
No.
It's a family boat. I get
it. I understand that, but I was on the family boat.
It's on family
my boat.
Boat.
You're
just
very picky. Yeah.
I'm more interested in what went down his throat. All right. Now, from then on, so your boat's big enough, you got a grill on there.
Yes, we got a grill. It's a 32-foot boat. We got a grill, eating burgers, and
You don't have a helicopter on the boat.
No helicopter.
Yeah.
Some people have helicopters on their boats.
Yeah.
I don't have a boat like you, so I don't know.
Or a helicopter.
But I have a friend, Joe Nolan, who's got a boat, but he doesn't have a helicopter either. So what happened while you were cooking burgers?
So I was eating my second burger. I guess it was my fault for having seconds, and then one of those little metal brush wires got stuck in my throat.
Oh, good.
Right in my esophagus. Horizontally, and had to go to the hospital.
Did you feel what it was?
Oh, yeah. I knew right away. I felt stabbing pains. I couldn't even swallow.
So it wasn't the burger. Burger had nothing to do with it.
Burger was delicious.
Burger was
my
good.
Dad cooked it perfect.
So
it was a Bubba burger.
So what the grill.
Yeah, it's the thing you clean the grill with, and it got stuck on there. But what did you do? How did they get that out? Like take pliers or something down there?
So they had to do an endoscopic. So they knocked me out, 30 minutes. They took some forceps, reached down there, pulled out the thing. And then I woke up and I was like, buddy, get me an ice.
Yeah, I
and
bet.
That was good.
Was it swollen up or something from that?
It was a little swollen. I mean, my throat's a little sore.
It was just dry mostly.
It hurts.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it had to hurt.
Oh, the pain was terrible.
Well, you weren't bleeding though.
No, thank God. No punctures, no nothing.
Well, I see. I don't have a boat with a grill, but I have a grill. I have a patio with a grill.
Right.
And I read a story about somebody one time who had the same problem he had.
that swallowed one of the metal brush clear
so
things.
I'm very, what happened that might, was that your first time out on the waters for this season?
No, no, we've been out a bunch of times. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. But the secret is you have to replace those cleaning brushes a lot.
And it was a new one, believe it or not.
Brand new one. Brand Big lawsuit coming down.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Big lawsuit coming down. Well, the other thing, too, is there's a couple different models of that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you spring for the extra money, you get, you know.
They tighten up the wires.
They tighten up the wires. And you don't have to worry about
it. I don't want to lose wires on my.
The other big controversy was, was it a cheeseburger or just a regular burger?
Oh, always a cheeseburger.
I told you, Louis.
Yeah, well, guess what? The cheese is probably what obscured the metal prong that went into you.
Yeah.
But if anybody is...
But it was a Bubba Burger with sweet onions.
That it was.
Yeah,
the best kind of burgers.
Mm. Yeah, sounds good to me, as long as you don't die eating it.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, you have to replace those brushes are good for one season and get the most expensive one you can get, too, because that also takes, you know...
I can't imagine that happening when you're out on the water. Because it's like, you can't just like quick call 911 and run to the...
How long did it take to get to the hospital?
Oh, well, my dad was driving at 60 knots, so that's about like 55 miles per hour comparative to a car.
How far out were you?
We were in Connecticut River, which is about like 20 minutes from where we docked, so my dad cut it down to probably about 10.
Wow, good for him.
Crazy man. Yeah, I'm going. Gotta
he's
get my
from
kid.
The Navy, so...
Oh, he's a Navy
taking care
pilot.
Of his baby.
Well, I'm glad you're all right. Thank goodness.
Yeah, no kidding.
Thank you, thank you.
But, you know, even if you do get the high-end brush, it still could happen, but at least you got a better chance. But those...
Never occurred to me that could happen, to be honest with
well,
you.
Well, the only reason I knew about it, because I heard about a lady who got hers stuck. Right, and it stuck right there, and it was sticking out over the esophagus, maybe in the same way yours.
Yep, yeah, probably.
Right underneath Adam's apple.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, good.
This is the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.